More than 200 priests from around the world are in Rome this week for an annual Vatican training course on how to perform exorcisms, the ritual used by the Catholic Church to free people who are believed to be possessed by demons. Topics included one panel titled Magic, Esoteric and Occult Links to Some Alternative and Energy-Giving Therapies. And it turns out demand for exorcisms is on the rise. We may think of it the way it's depicted in the 1973 classic horror movie The Exorcist.
It's the power of Christ that compels you. The power of Christ!
Not a completely accurate portrayal, and our next guest would go as far as to call it sensational. Joining us is Vince Lampert, pastor at Malachy Parish in Brownsburg, Indiana. He's also the official exorcist for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. And Father Vince, welcome to Here and Now.
Yes, thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
First off, explain a little what a real-life exorcism entails from your experience.
An exorcism at its very core is an official prayer of the church. So oftentimes people might be more interested in the theatrics or the sensationalism, but it really is a prayer whereby God is asked to bring relief into the life of the person who is suffering, or it can be an imperative exorcism, a command given to the demon, commanding it to depart by the name and the authority of Christ.
And you've done both kinds. You've brought people into a room and simply talked to them or prayed with them, and then you've done the other more, I guess, theatrical version as well?
Yes, I've done many, many exorcisms. There's different degrees of extraordinary demonic activity. The church recognizes demonic possession, but it also recognizes demonic infestation, the presence of evil in a location or with an object, demonic vexation, physical attacks, and then demonic obsession, mental attacks. Mm. So it could be that I've done literally thousands of exorcisms when it comes to infestation, vexation, and obsession.
Father, confession here. I'm an exorcist skeptic. When the archbishop asked you to be the diocese exorcist, what was your response?
Yeah, I was a bit taken aback when my bishop asked me to do this. So it wasn't a job that I was seeking. It was one that I was appointed to do.
Were you at all skeptical at first?
I believe in the reality of evil, but the church also moves very methodically because the church wants to make sure that a person gets the true help that they need. Mm. Just because somebody says they're possessed doesn't mean that the church necessarily believes that's the case. Mm-hmm. So there is a process or protocol that's used before the church gets to that determination.
Well, talk about that process and protocol. How do you know someone who calls you isn't simply suffering from a mental illness as opposed to being genuinely possessed by the devil?
That's a great question because an exorcist is trained to be a skeptic. So the church does require a person that believes that they're dealing with extraordinary demonic activity, if they're possessed, to have a complete psychiatric evaluation because the church wants experts in the mental health field to weigh in so that the church can make sure that this is something not just of a mental nature. The church also requires a person to have a physical examination by a medical doctor. It's important to note that the church is not asking the mental health expert or the medical doctor if a person is possessed. The church always makes that determination herself, but the church does want experts in these areas to weigh in on the matter so that the church can reach a level of moral certitude before proceeding with the ritual of exorcism.
So you want a report from a psychiatrist in your hand before you perform an exorcism?
Absolutely, yes. Mm.
We're reading that more and more people, not just Catholics, are seeking out exorcisms. You've been an exorcist for 13 years. What kind of call volume have you been seeing?
Early on, I would probably get about 5 calls a week. Hmm. Currently, in 2017, I received an average of 30 calls a week.
30 calls a week. Why do you think that is? Why the rising demand for this?
I believe because faith in general seems to be declined in the Western world. And so I always say that belief in God leads us in one direction, and the lack of belief in God will lead us in another.
With the increase in demand, more priests are being trained in this ritual. You attended the Vatican training in exorcism in 2006, the same training that's going on this week in Rome. What did you learn there?
They bring together people, experts from all different fields, whether it's psychiatrists, medical doctors, people involved in police, ritual abuses, attacks, you name it. So the church wants to really have a thorough course covering all different areas and aspects of this ministry so that those being trained can look at it from many, many different angles.
We're reading that some priests are now performing exorcisms by cell phone or Skype. Is that common? Is that legitimate?
That would not be legitimate. The church would say that an exorcism has to be done in person. The truth is, and I believe this, that if the church moves too hastily, then perhaps she might label someone as being possessed, when in reality they might need the help of a good mental health expert or to go see their medical doctor. And then the church would be doing greater harm than good.
Vince Lampert is a pastor at St. Malachy Parish in Brownsburg, Indiana. He's also the official exorcist for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Father Vince, thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.